The House of Representatives is expected to approve a budget compromise today that was yanked from the House floor last week when two of its pages were found to be missing. Many lawmakers believe the real reason the budget deal was pulled was a failure to get enough senators lined up to agree to the budget in their chamber. The main point of contention has been the budget's big tax cut, but Republicans are confident they now have the votes they need to get full congressional approval for the budget. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott was smiling broadly last night as he spoke to reporters about the efforts he and fellow Republicans have made to assure passage in the Senate for the budget deal.
We've had several encouraging meetings this week, more than enough votes.
If Lott really does have more than enough votes in an evenly divided Senate where two Republicans have opposed the budget, it likely means he's counting on some centrist Democrats to break ranks and vote with him. Democratic Senator John Breaux, the leader of a centrist coalition in the Senate, says he's now satisfied with some changes that were made in the wording, and he's hoping enough of his fellow centrists will also be satisfied to get bipartisan approval for the budget.
I mean, it's bipartisan if just anybody crosses over, but I mean, the best way is to get more than just one. I mean, my goal has always been to hopefully get 60 votes for a budget. I mean, I think that sends a good signal to the American public. That's what Bush campaigned on about changing the culture. That's been my driving force here.
Breaux can take much of the credit for whittling down the size of the president's proposed tax cut when the Senate approved its own version of the budget last month. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, who's part of the centrist coalition, voted for that budget. But she doubts she'll vote for the latest budget compromise because she says it removes $20 billion worth of spending already approved by the Senate for next year.
You can get the lower tax cut, and that's fine. But the reason for the lower tax cut was really to be able to help education. In the big states, issues like Title I and developmentally disabled education, I mean, these are huge items. So I would say right now there's a major impasse.
So it appears the centrist coalition, which has wielded considerable political power in the Senate, may be split and quite likely weakened by the budget vote. The fight over the budget has already taken its toll on the Senate parliamentarian, Robert Dove, who found himself out of a job last night. He was fired by the Republican leadership after making rulings contrary to the GOP's wishes in the budget battle. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle criticized Dove's dismissal.
I think it was very disappointing and extremely harmful to the process. I don't think any single dispute with a parliamentarian ever ought to trigger the firing.
Daschle said he was not consulted about the firing, and he threatened to hold up Senate business if Dove was not replaced by the number two parliamentarian, 54-year-old Alan Fruman. Fruman had been the parliamentarian during the last 8 years that Democrats controlled the Senate. Lott accepted Daschle's demand and last night played down the fact that he was replacing the Republicans' parliamentarian with a Democrat.
I'm not interested in the party of the parliamentarian. I'm interested in the rulings of the parliamentarian. I think he would probably tell you that he is nonpartisan.
Meanwhile, on the floor of the House last night, Democrats fired their opening salvos at a budget compromise they'll be voting on today. Earl Pomeroy, a North Dakota Democrat, noted that the House had earlier approved an increase in the budget for education that grew even bigger in the Senate.
What happened? Well, when we finally got to the numbers of their package, numbers they hoped we wouldn't get to look at and debate fully before this vote we're about to take, all of that money for our schools, all of that money for better education for our children was stripped out. Even President Bush's recommended funding, gone.
Republicans say there could still be some extra money in the budget for education, but it's not clear how much. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.